This is for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And this is For The Players, the pop culture PlayStation podcast. Over 40 years of playing PlayStation and 8 plus years in that games media, combined, we thought we'd throw our hats into the ring and join the PlayStation conversation.
This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes and the other podcast services. If you'd like to be a part of future conversations, please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord. Comment below. Lost my flow. Made a sick rhyme. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/popculturists. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests you.
If you want to show the love, be popculturist on your body, head to popculturist.com/shop, where you can buy shirts like this and...
No.
And not that one.
I figured I was wearing my jumper anyway today because I'm cold.
So. And of course, you are also on Twitch at twitch.tv/popculturists, where you can come subscribe and... follow and do streamy things over there at that sweet
whatever
Twitchiness.
The hell happens on Twitch, you are quite welcome to be a part.
Yeah, whatever happens on Twitch stays on Twitch, wink. How are you then?
Sexy things happen on Twitch that I don't know about.
Have you been on Twitch lately?
No.
You go to the IRL streams and it's just varying ASMR and beebs.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, this episode's been postponed.
For about... 13 seconds.
Yeah, you can give that a minute and a half.
That's all I need.
Yeah, I need a breather afterwards. Hey, man.
Yeah, great.
Yeah?
School holiday. We're in the middle of school holidays. Just, I need school to go back. Please. It just wears you out.
Yeah.
Which you will know eventually. Because you adjust to life with him here every day. And then you adjust to life with them away. You know, 5 days a week for 7 hours or whatever it is.
Yep.
And then... they come back and you're like, how do I keep you entertained? If even my son Alex is like, I don't want to play a game, what can I do? I'm like, I don't know.
run around.
That's all we have. Just video games, dude. That's all right. You know, we do fun things. We try to anyway.
Speaking from last week, so how did you go with your stay up till 3 a.m?
It was cool as.
Slumber party.
It was really cool. I don't know how Epic did it. I don't know how they did it without any issues.
No, I don't want to hear about the Fortnite. I want to hear about the setup. How did it all go down?
Ah, so...
And then we talk about Fortnite.
Pull the couch all the way back. This is for the what happened in Fortnite at 3:30 a.m. Put the couch all the way to the wall. Brought my queen mattress out into the lounge room. All the blankets and everything. Yeah, we went to sleep at about 11. My alarm went off at 3:15. Got him up. Watched the thing. Went back to sleep.
Oh.
We had pizza, you know, beforehand. Yeah. It was good.
Real cool.
Did the whole, like, wake him up. And he's just like the... fuck are you doing? Oh, yeah. I was like, why are you waking up? I was like, the rocket's about to launch.
Like, you heard those key words.
That one line was like a line of coke to his brain.
Like, that's when people pass it, they whiff that shit under the nose.
Sniffing salts, yeah. Yeah.
Rocket.
It was very cool, though.
Was it worth it?
I think it was worth it. We're only up for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. We slept till about 10 anyway. It's one of those things that he will remember.
Mm.
You know, a moment in gaming. Like, one of his... you know, like your oldest gaming memories?
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be one of his, you know, getting up with that at 3:30 a.m. to watch this live event that only happens once. But from a technical standpoint, the event itself was amazing. I don't understand how they did it.
No slowdown, nothing?
No slowdown, no lag, no... because we all pictured servers crashing, yeah? Because you're going to get... you're telling every single one of your users to be on at a certain time for a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And, you know, sometimes the servers struggle to handle it at the best of times. But yeah, I don't understand the logistics of how it happened. I just don't get it.
So what actually happened?
So the theme for season 4 is pretty much heroes versus villains being disguised as a... the government has disguised it as a movie being filmed, mm-hmm. but it's actually heroes versus villains, aliens have come down. And the villain's lair had a rocket, and every week more parts were added to the rocket with every week's update. Yeah, and the thrusters got put on. And then, yeah, so... at 3:30 a.m. the rocket launched. And the rocket was the visitor from the season 4 trailer at the start came in on a spaceship and crashed. And it's him trying to get back home.
Okay.
So he took this rocket and he's... so the rocket sirens all throughout the map. You can hear it wherever you are. It's really unsettling, actually. So the rocket took off, flew up into the sky, see the thrusters fall off. They landed in Anakie because it's still there. You can go see the thruster from the rocket. And then it went, flew up, went above Tilted Towers, and then all these lasers came down above Tilted Towers. Not to destroy it, but it was like getting its thrusters ready.
Mm.
And then it basically went through the little warp portals around the map to get enough speed to get into hyperspeed and disappear. But it was just cool watching it. You could see, if you were near the base, you could see 80 people, like, just watching this rocket. And, you know, it's flying around the map, and there's all different perspectives of people. Someone got hit by it when they're on the umbrella. They died. But it's just really cool. And that event, the rocket going into hyperspace, has, like, fractured the world. There's a big crack in the sky that every day is getting bigger and bigger. It's nearly as big as the whole map now. Little, like, hyperspace rifts are appearing at locations on the map. Things are disappearing. So, yeah, the next season is pretty much confirmed to be time travel based.
Okay.
So there's already a Viking anchor has appeared in the map. So it's like the Flying Dutchman's going to be there or something. Yep. All other hints, like, one area's... Everywhere that the rifts have been, it's theorized that that's what's going to be changed in the next one. So one town's going to be Wild West. You're going to have a pyramid somewhere.
But there are some news. There is some news that this goes with
there
that.
There is some news, so kind of, to go with that later. It's just a very cool event to watch live.
And I did see someone that someone gained the new record for most amount of kills.
Like 30, the most hated man. There was like 47.
40, yeah, 47 people standing on a platform. He's like,
boom. 47 people watching the rocket launch off, and he's gone. So there were pieces, like, it's hard to fault anyone for killing anyone, because that's what the game is.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, a hot, very cool community coming together kind of a thing to watch it as well. And there were people running around trying to kill people and stuff like that. And the thing is, it's a domino effect, yeah? So someone runs up and starts shooting, and then another person goes, hey, you're trying to ruin our thing. I'll kill you. Someone else sees that guy kill that guy. He's like, hey, wait, no, you killed someone when we should all be friends. I'll kill you. And it's... just a big clusterfuck of death.
You had none of that on your server, though?
No, we hid in a tree.
Oh, nice.
We parachuted out, and there's these trees where you can, like, land in them and you're covered up. So we just hid there and just watched it from afar.
Oh, nice.
It was cool. That was cool. But yeah, that dude has embraced being called the most hated man in Fortnite. But, like, streamers were doing it too. Like, even Ninja was killing people or something. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, this is meant to be a,
yeah,
you know, a nice thing. But it's weird because on the Fortnite subreddit, there's one streamer who killed people, and he was like, you fucking piece of shit garbage, you know, he's a horrible blah, blah, blah. And then...
No one
faulted Ninja doing it, though.
Because Ninja.
Because, like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, it's enough about Fortnite.
What have you been playing?
Not quite enough about Fortnite. I'm not playing it on the Switch anymore.
Oh.
Because every day for, like, the last week, the performance is just getting worse and worse and worse. And to the point today, it's unplayable. I can't play it. Like, drop out of the plane, lag, land, lag. Someone's near me, lag. So I'm back on the PlayStation, unfortunately. After my big speech about it last week or the week before, I want to play it, and I can't play it on the Switch.
It's for the hypocrites. So,
yeah, for the hypocrites. That's me.
Yeah, it's me. I'm pretty good at it.
Playing Attack on Titan 2 as well.
Yep.
That shit's fun, man. Even if it essentially follows the story of season 1 of the anime, and it's like the anime plays out before you, but your character's kind of inserted into it, and you kind of watch things from afar, and you're involved a little bit talking to the main characters and stuff like that. Graphics are all right, but what it really excels in is the gameplay, yeah? Because I don't know if you've seen anything from Attack on Titan.
Not a thing.
Basically, the Titans range from 4 to 17 meters tall,
mm-hmm,
and the only way to kill them is to take out their nape and the back of their neck with, you know, swords. Cut it off and they stop, because they just regenerate otherwise. The only way to kill them is the back of the neck. So to do that, you've got your two swords and you've got what they call ODM gear, because you've got a gas canister on your back and two grappling hooks, and you, like, grapple onto buildings and use the gas to propel yourself around the city and all that. I'd imagine it would Spider-Man will control in a way similar to that, because essentially I can just hold square and it automatically grapples to keep the momentum going.
Mm.
But you can, when you're fighting a Titan, you can lock onto certain body parts and, like, take out their legs so they're down to make, you know, they're like that, so their nape's exposed, take out their arms so they can't grab you in the air and stuff like that. It's a very fast game. You're just spending 15 minutes in a mission, not touching the ground. You're airborne the entire time.
There's probably around here somewhere.
You're grappling here, you're grappling there, you're coming in on Titans, taking out their neck, and then another one will grab you and you break free, and your teammate might come in and chop off their fingers. Very fast-paced game. It's
okay.
Very, very fun. Pretty graphic as well. Attack on Titan, the anime was lauded as like it being very, very disturbing in the imagery.
Mm, and the big grins and shit.
Yeah, the big grins. And, you know, you see people literally get their head beaten off or they get, like, popped in their hands and, you know, shit everywhere. So it is a graphic game. But if I didn't... If the gameplay wasn't good, I wouldn't play it. Because I know the story. I know how it's going to end. I know how this plays out because I watched the anime before. But the gameplay is so much fun that I keep getting drawn back to it just because I just want to fly around killing titans. It's a lot of fun. I think you'd have a lot of fun with it.
Just in the
movement of everything. It took probably about half an hour for the here's the introduction and then you do like how to use your gear and it's very, I'm like, ugh. But then it hits a point where it's like, now just fucking go kill them. And that's why I was like, oh, okay, this is really, okay, because I wasn't feeling it for a while. I'm like, oh. But yeah, when it's like, go do the thing, it's like, I'll go do the thing then because it's fucking awesome. Other than that, nothing. Yeah. I'm ready for another big RPG to play.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, man.
Because Attack on Titan is kind of RPG as well. You know, you upgrade your gear with materials and all that kind of stuff, but it's not quite what my itch is for an RPG. Like, I'm talking like Final Fantasy or Persona, like something 100 hours plus to get lost in this huge world in. Because Attack on Titan's kind of linear as well. Because you're following the story. It's not really open worldy. Just something I can kind of just, you know the games you just lose yourself in for, you know, you play it and you're like, fuck, it's 3 a.m. Mm. I'll play another hour. I'm ready for that, but there's nothing. So I think there's a PlayStation sale happening now in the US store. I don't know if that's translated over to the Aussie store or if the Aussie store is going to do something.
But the US store is super easy to set up.
Yeah, but...
And it's also super easy to get gift cards.
I just don't want to do any of that.
That's really easy.
But then I need another PlayStation Plus if I want to play anything online.
No, you don't.
Why not?
Because you just have that account registered that your console is the primary console.
I can't be bothered.
Well, mine does that. So I have my account. I have a US account. And because I install it on that console... According to the Betson US account, my personal account, plus the PopC account, that's the main console. So
primary
all three
console.
I can use without being logged into any.
You see, I knew that worked for other users. I didn't know if that would work for other regions.
It totally works.
But I don't think I can be bothered doing that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there'll be something.
You would have to do some math to calculate whether it's worth the dollars.
Probably not. But yeah, I might pop in at EB Games after we're done here and just look at their pre-owned stuff and see if there's something that jumps out at me.
Well, they do have a sale on right now. I got an email about it yesterday.
Financial year sale or something.
Yeah, some garbage.
Yeah. No, we're in there. I was in there a week ago. It's just red. You know when they do their sales, it's just fucking red everywhere. So I might go in there and have a squiz, but yeah, you know. What about you?
My game has been pretty quiet, actually.
Quiet for a while now, dude.
Yeah, because I've not found anything that's hooked me. Mm. Like,
same thing.
I'm in the same boat
as you.
That's
why I keep playing Fortnite. Because
I'm just waiting for something to grab on and push me through that. For this week's stream, I streamed Stardew Valley. Started a new farm in a different region.
I've looked at it. Every time I turn my Switch, it's there. I'm like... I kind of do want to do this again in a different location, but I can't. I haven't pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah. It was cool because it made me rethink because I've always gone the standard. And I'm like, oh.
Mm. Okay. Mm, the land's laid out differently.
Yeah. And it kind of fucked with my planning. So normally I'm like, all right, fuck.
Yeah. Got my wheat field.
Yeah.
I got my carrots in a nice square.
Yeah.
So sprinklers get everything at maximum efficiency.
Because I picked the hilltop one as per the chat, and
did you call it the hilltop hoods?
No, I just called Popsy Farm. I was really lazy. I did think
missed
about
opportunity.
It. Missed opportunity. So there's a point where it's all divided by like a creek in the middle of your farm and whatnot, and like this whole section which is blocked off by a rock and a stump that you can't get to unless you walk out of your farm down through the town and back around to the bottom.
Can they be broken with
upgrade tools? Yeah, you have to upgrade your tools first, and then you can get them. So it's like that's interesting.
No, the original farm had that.
Yeah, but like, there wasn't a whole region locked off, though. You just worked around those parts.
Yeah.
So a whole section of your farm is now blocked, which I think is really cool.
Mm.
Just for something different.
Something to work towards.
Yeah, that looks like a nice big plot of land. I chip my way through it.
That's the farmer's mind. That's a good plot of land.
That's a good plot of land over there. Any fucking turnips I can put in there. So that was good. We played some tunes and we played some Stardew Valley. That was a good bit of fun. My buddy Ben Bed, watcher of the show, has lent me Yakuza 0 and Yakuza 6. I'm going to give them a go.
Very confused with the Yakuza titles. I'm like, what's the chronology here? Where do they fit?
Yakuza 0 is a remake of 1, 2, and 3 or something.
Okay.
And yeah, and then Kiwami is 1, 2, and 3. Yakuza 0 is a prequel, and then they're doing a Kiwami 2, which is 4 and 5.
Right.
And then, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm still brand new.
Just put it in and play it.
Yeah, it's in there. It's installed. I'm just waiting to get in there and jump onto it. You're playing Mario Tennis Aces on the Switch still. Review will be coming up very soon. Very soon. Very soon. Yeah, like I said, it's been pretty chill, man. I'm just... Nothing's grabbing me right now. And like looking at the rest of the month and probably a little bit into August, like we are literally in like a dry spell.
I am keen for Octopath, assuming we managed to get it.
I did reach out.
Yeah, I can't quite afford the $80 on the Switch game at the moment. But if we can get Octopath, that I'm sorted.
Yeah.
For, I'd imagine, 100 plus hours. I am taking community recommendations, though. If someone can recommend a good Japanese RPG to last me a while, I'll be very thankful.
Well, I know Octopath Traveler is in hands of people. I saw Jason Schreier tweet about it the other day, saying it's not quite the spiritual successor to Final Fantasy that everyone wants. Still pretty good, though.
Yeah, I think they updated the demo on the Switch Store as well, so I might give that a go. Because I played the first demo. I liked it a lot.
It was the second demo now. Oh, excuse me.
Glad to see you're so riveted for the show.
Oh, you know it. Look, I've had a real quiet time. I went to Bartronica last week and last night.
Last week and last night?
Yeah.
Party animal.
Yeah, last week was the one in the city.
Don't have time for games. I'm out fucking drinking.
Yeah. And then last night was Popsy community meetup that Jess organized. Mm. And then Jess double booked herself, so she couldn't go. So my wife, I suppose one of us should go. So then I went...
Popsy community meetup, not featuring Popsy.
Yeah, it's always a possibility.
Yeah.
And I played pinball for the first time in like ever. I have fucking no idea how pinball works. I'm like, well, how do I win? It's like, it's all about scores. I'm like, well,
you don't win.
How do I get, like, it's like, how do I, there feels like there's no planning. I'm sure there is if you're good at it, but I'm just like, ding, ding. I'm like, I'm hitting things.
Keyword is trigonometry.
Yeah,
angles, you know, because certain parts of the pinball machine are worth more points. Yeah, yeah.
But so how do you know that?
Speed going down, and then you like the flipper.
Yeah, it's all velocity.
Velocity at that angle, if I hit it now, it should go that trajectory to there, which will then bounce over to there, and then go tick, 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 and do all the things.
Yeah, but because I don't know what those ding, ding, ding things are,
just hit it. Just don't let it go down the hole.
That's what I've been doing. I've just been like, it's not going down the hole.
Then you got that bullshit where it goes down the side holes, and you can't flip it anymore.
Or it goes right in the middle, and you're like. Fuck. But yeah, so like I've really not played a whole bunch, but it's been pretty boring this week actually.
Sweet ass.
Sorry guys. Hopefully we'll have some more news coming. More gaming things. We'll play more things.
Okay.
Speaking of gaming news. That's my segue.
That's your segue.
We're going into the section we called Inform the Players. We tell you about the PlayStation information that you need to know.
4 bits of news this week. Very slow week this week.
Very slow week. The post E3, like it's dry everywhere, man. It's quiet.
So there's no top selling games list. There's also no drop again this week. So yeah. Number one. After being denied classification by the Australian Classification Review Board back in May, effectively banning the game for sale in the country, We Happy Few has been given an official rating and will now be released in Australia. Rejoice. No official explanation was given when We Happy Few was originally denied classification. However, in the official media release, the ACB revealed it was specifically due to We Happy Few's portrayal of drug use, writing, quote, "In the Classification Review Board's opinion, We Happy Few warrants an R18 plus classification because the interactive drug use is high in impact," end quote. Developer Compulsion Games is happy with this change of decision, stated on the official website, quote, "We went to a great deal of effort to get this decision overturned. We are extremely pleased with the decision of the board and excited that our Australian fans and new players will be able to experience We Happy Few without modification." That's a win. Ticket.
Told you.
Now, if anything, this whole kerfuffle about it is just good news for Compulsion Games because they got it in the headlines. People are like, what's this? Why is it getting rated R? Gamers not interested in it are like, wait, a game's being denied? You know, we have to band together. So all of a sudden, all these other people know about this game that probably didn't know about it. So I'm not really interested in it. But it got people talking about it.
Yeah.
So
it'll be amazing this game after all this, the game comes out, it's like a 6.
At best.
Yeah, it's like, this game's trash. It should have refused
last. It'll have a very hardcore niche following, I imagine. But yeah, that saga is closed.
Yeah. I come to learn this week, apparently the classification board is like 3 people.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Are they all like 90?
No, they're not 90, but they're old. Oh,
yeah, I mean.
But it's very it's very good to know that they're like, they can appeal based on context.
Which can is appeal really and win.
Yeah.
Which is good. So if anything, not that I care about, I don't care about We Happy Few, but it, like you said, it is good to know that in future.
There is a precedent, and not a precedent in a bad sense, precedent in a good sense, as in like, if something is refused, there is a way around it.
Yeah. You can kind of, context is important, as we said from the start, and turns out it really is, because that's what got the decision overturned.
Yeah.
Number 2, anyone worried that Red Dead Redemption 2's online portion of Rockstar's Western Epic would be hitching itself on the Fortnite bandwagon can rest easy. While a Battle Royale hasn't been definitively ruled out, publisher Take-Two's CEO Strauss Zelnick wants the title to forge its own path in an ever-changing industry. Speaking to GameDaily.biz, Zelnick is candid about the success of Epic's behemoth of a battle royale, but remains steadfast in his belief that Red Dead Redemption 2 Online is doing things its own way, stating. Now, I put this new story in because I just found just what he said, just really, like, kind of passive-aggressive, like, in a cool way, really passive, like...
dismissive.
Fuck y'all, yeah. We'll do our own thing. So, yeah, here's his quote. We've used Battle Royale mechanics before. I wouldn't rule including a Battle Royale out, but any mechanic you use would want to be in service of the core entertainment experience. No one is looking for a clone of Fortnite. I wish we had Fortnite. We don't. So wishing we had Fortnite is not going to help me. You can't possibly believe that Battle Royale is the only mechanic that has captured people's attention that interact with entertainment. So if you're busy cloning it, you're going to get to market in 3 years. Good luck to you. You don't think that there will be another hit in between now and then? Because I do. Do I think that it's a hit that will be a clone of Fortnite? I do not.
I like that.
So Strauss Zelnick has gotten a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Not recently, but you know, Take-Two have been in and out of the news for various like garbage things. But that his quote as a whole, I'm like, I dig it. I like it. I like it.
100%.
I like your way of thinking. That's his point about Battle Royale. You know, if you want to do one, you're gonna get to market in 3 years. There's going to be something else in between. That's the way the games industry works, and it could be whatever Red Dead 2 does is that next big thing. We don't know. But just, he's very blunt, you know, I wish we had Fortnite. We don't. So wishing we had Fortnite is not going to help. Nice. Beautiful. Man. I like his way of, I like his...
That's the great mentality, with you, rather than having sort of like, man, let's copy what they've got. We want that,
Activision!
Yeah. Yeah, that's structured the latest Call of Duty, like, I forget the video that was, but like, there's a big thing about Call of Duty, right? Call of Duty used to be the trendsetter.
And now it's following.
Now they're chasing a trend.
Mm-hmm.
Very weird.
Now, I would imagine that Red Dead 2's online will be very similar to GTA's online.
I'd imagine so. Obviously, there are some differences that we needed.
Did Red Dead 1 have online?
It did have online, but not in the same sense that GTA... Like, a very...
different era, yeah?
Yeah, very different. Like, GTA 4 had online as well, but they were very... they were very much like match based.
Yeah, queue up for a race.
Yeah,
queue up for
poker.
A team deathmatch.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, yeah, but that's kind of what GTA Online is now, but with a lot more bells
and whistles. But everything's based in that open world. So previously, you would go in and just select from memory.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But of course, if I'm wrong, let me know.
You know, I'm not too keen on Red Dead, but I do like westerns. Mm. As far as like a multiplayer western kind of thing, so I don't know. It's out at a weird time.
Here you go. You've got an Xbox now, right?
I do.
Why don't you go pick up Red Dead on the Xbox 360 for like $12 from EB Games?
So I already own it on the PS3.
Yeah. But you don't want to whip your PS3 out.
Correct.
So it'll
tell Alex not to play his Xbox because daddy wants to play a game.
Yeah, play him with it.
Maybe. Nah.
It's actually like a really, like it runs better than did on PS3 and Xbox.
Yeah, but I've already got it, and I just feel like I'm too late to the party to try playing it.
I disagree.
One of those.
I disagree.
One of those games, like Metal Gear Solid, yeah?
See, Metal Gear Solid's different because there's like 5 games you need to go back and play. Red Dead, there's one.
Yeah.
And there's one great game.
Mm. Well, speaking of Fortnite continues to take over the world with its mega popular Battle Royale action, and now we're to a point where its sprawling map is starting to merge with our reality. While scouting out locations for a photo shoot, Twitter user Salah Shaloni stumbled upon a sight most bizarre, a bug-eyed cartoon burger sitting in the middle of the desert near Palmdale, California. Though Shaloni doesn't play Fortnite, he had to share such an odd finding on social media where fans quickly ID'd the sculpture. It's a missing Durberger that got sucked into an interdimensional tear at one of Fortnite's Rift locations. The physical Durberger is sitting in the California desert, also has a retro cop car nearby, and the sign that reads "This site is unstable, beware of possible effects." So I was saying at the start of the show, the Rifts are sucking things in. And, like, well, we're not talking a Durberger this big. It's the size of a car. It's fucking massive. It's just sitting in the desert just because.
Insane that no one knew about that.
Whether this person looking for a photo shoot was, you know, hired by Epic to, you know, look what I accidentally... It doesn't really matter, but the marketing is fucking insane.
It's very weird that, like, even if this guy's genuine, we take their word for it, and they just happen to find it.
Because
that's pretty fucking awesome.
There's a fair bit that's gone missing at this point. You know, the Durberger is one thing, which is, it's a giant burger head with a stick out tongue and big googly eyes.
Yeah.
And the tomato town, the big tomato head, is gone as well. So in a couple of days, we're going to find that at the top of the Empire State Building.
Australia.
Australia.
Floating around Sydney Harbour.
To Great Barrier Reef. There's a blockage in the reef. it's just, Epic are just kind of, they're just going, just full steam ahead. And they don't need to market anymore, but they are. And they're finding new and creative ways to do it. And I think it's very cool that they're kind of weaving the Battle Royale story into real life. So just a props to them. I like how when people do things differently, when they kind of go against the grain, and even though Fortnite is a Battle Royale copy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really cool in terms, as you mentioned, like they don't need to market anymore, but marketing like this keeps them above everybody else. Not in like an elitist way, but keeping everyone on their toes.
Look, there's an army jeep in the desert. That's not unusual.
Look, there's a drop bot. There's one of those drop things.
Loot box things.
I'm like, yeah.
Lame.
It's
not a giant burger head.
Yeah,
though,
it's
a red box made out of a pallet.
Yeah. Ooh, with smoke coming out of it. That's not safe.
But yeah, they don't need to do these things, but it does show that they're on the ball.
That's what makes it excellent. And, you know, by having them, by doing that, Call of Duty won't do something like this. One, because it's very military based, same as PUBG. Like, they have an art style that they can take advantage of. They have something that's very unique. When you look at it, you know it's Fortnite, and for that reason, they can
do this.
They
kind
can
of stuff.
Do this, and people know what it is, and people push that brand better.
Yeah, it's essentially like they do this little bit of marketing, but then because it's so popular, the internet takes it and goes, and does the rest of it for them. They just need to do these little things and everyone else does the marketing for them.
I do wonder whatever happened to people that were real, like as in the devs that were part of the, you know, Fortnite team that really were invested in Save the World.
Save the World is good.
No, I imagine that's getting no support or minimal support.
It's getting apparently, because Alex has it too. Alex wanted it. Because apparently if you play it enough, you can actually earn V-Bucks to spend in Battle Royale.
Cool.
To like buy skins and shit, so I thought that was cool. It's a fun mode. It's a good co-op game mode, but it is very much being left in the dust. Proof being they brought Battle Royale to the Switch independently. They didn't bring Save the World with it. Whereas on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC, they're all in one. When you boot up the game, you choose, do you want to play Save the World or do you want to play Battle Royale? The Switch just got Battle Royale. They can't be fucked putting Save the World over there. And it sucks a lot because it's essentially the people that bought the Founders tier for Save the World helped basically fund Battle Royale, but now they're getting left in the dust.
That's the point I'm making. Yeah, like all these devs that have put out hundreds of hours and hours into
building
this.
Not even devs, players as well. The players have bought.
Oh yeah,
but
I mean this Fortnite's been in dev for a while.
2014.
Yeah, 13? And they spent X amount of years building up Save the World, and then it's like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah, it's still getting support, but in a very minor way. You know, here's a couple new skins. Here's an extra this, just to kind of we're still supporting the game, but that's not where the money is. That's not where the player base is, the majority. But
makes sense.
Yeah. Whatever. Keep doing what you're doing.
Speaking
of player bases, number four and final bit of news for the week, Fallout 76 won't feature crossplay because of Sony. Todd Howard confirmed. Big words. In an interview with GameStar, Howard was asked why the upcoming online Fallout title won't feature cross-platform play, and it's because Sony is, quote, not as helpful as everyone would like. We would love to have that, but currently this isn't possible, Howard said. So, That's big coming from him.
And this comes off the back of Bethesda having that big go for Skyrim because there was no mod support.
Yeah. So we've had Reggie kind of mention it a little bit. Sony aren't very good. We've had Phil Spencer mention it, which is their competitors.
That means nothing, yeah.
It means nothing. They're competitors. They can say whatever they want. But having a third-party company as big as Bethesda and having their head person come out and go, Sony's not helping. So that's big news, I think. Bigger than it kind of seems on the surface. To come out and publicly say from a company as big as Bethesda that, you know, fuck you.
I think that's not really a fuck you. That's just more of addressing a problem. Like,
yeah.
You know, Todd Howard's been smart enough to not come out and smash them for it. He just comes out and laid down the truth, you know.
Yeah, but normally it's just... I'd imagine most other publishers would just say... not currently on our radar to implement or something like that. But to come out and verbally say Sony isn't...
This isn't the first time I've done that. So with the modding, they're like, Sony won't let us put mods over 500 megs. We can't actually give you anything.
Yeah.
So I think that's something. You know, I do still think crossplay is a big old fad, but...
you're wrong.
I do also think Sony will likely hide it out until the end of this gen. And then it'll all be part... Because I do also really think there are some back end problems that are preventing it from happening. Because think about it, if you could make this happen,
Fortnite had it switched on before, remember, by accident. Mm.
Yeah, by accident, but doesn't mean it was optimized.
No, but it's still there.
Yeah,
and it's something to work on.
That's the point. Like, who for all we know, they may be working on it. This is that thing, like, they're probably not telling anyone that they can do it because they're still going to hash it out. Like,
we can't even change our names.
Yeah, exactly. We can't change, like, the PSN, it was built, it's fucking old tech, and it's never really been worked on. It's been built, it's been laid on.
Do you think,
the same way, like, the original, the engine that runs Fallout and Skyrim, and, like, they're all the same engine, built upon. So, like, the cracks are starting to show. And I think the PSN's the exact same. So, I don't think the infrastructure is there for crossplay, even if they wanted to. Which is why I think they'll push, the next gen's about 2 years away, give it 2 years. When the PS5 comes out, like, look, we've kind of rebuilt the PSN. So therefore, when we launch this new console, we're able to do crossplay.
They just need to keep their fingers crossed that they can come out ahead next gen.
Yeah.
Because as unlikely it is that they're not going to be in the same position they are now, there's a chance that they're not. And if they come out into next gen and them and Microsoft swap places, this whole period in time is very bad for them.
Mm.
Very bad for them. Whereas if they can switch it next gen, come out on top and be like, and we're doing crossplay, that's all good. And in retrospect, they can be like, look, the infrastructure wasn't there. This is why. People will be like, well, why didn't you just tell us that? But, you know, they'll get shat on anyway, even if they tell us that. Anyway, yep. There's no win for them in that respect. But it is...
Why would you right now go, the product we are currently selling and pushing doesn't work?
Yeah.
That's not good.
But it works for its intended purpose.
Yeah.
It has an intended purpose. It is doing that, but we can't...
But this is the internet. They cut out those intended purposes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, it'll... This whole saga just makes the next gen a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
Because this can go very... Sony can flip this to their benefit, or it can really do some damage to them.
Yeah.
And it's silly not to think that it can't.
Yeah, as we said last week, I think it can do some damage. I still think it's a flash in the pan. I think it'll go away. Won't be a problem. But right now, the damage could be...
I think it seems like a flash in the pan because previously it has been. But I think we're in a very different gaming landscape now that it... I don't think it is a flash in the pan, and it'll just keep getting talked about. I'm tired of talking about it already.
I'm very tired of hearing about it.
But I would like to see it happen.
Yeah, I don't care.
As a consumer, I would like to see it happen.
Yeah, I can't wait to play someone on PC and they stomp me because
just untick PC from matchmaking. Yeah. It's not hard.
But anyway, speaking of Fallout, though, we both have those sweet beta keys.
I thought it was available now.
No, it's not available now.
I was like super stoked to get home from work. I had a really shit day. Not shit day.
Well, me too.
I had a really physically exhausting day at work. I'm like, I just want to get home, download this, and play. But it's not ready yet.
Yeah, you go there and...
You got to like register it.
You register with that key.
Register the key, and then when it's ready, they'll send you an actual key to download the beta.
Which is fine.
Which is fine, yeah. But because I had a quick glance at the work, I'm like, yeah, sweet fucking oath. But it's not ready yet. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Because Alex was begging me all day as well, because I told him after I picked him up after work, I'm like, got 4 out of 7. He's like, whoa, I can't wait to play it. And yeah, he's very disappointed too.
Yeah, as was I.
He's gotten right into Just Cause 3 again now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
It looks fun to play. Frame rate's garbage,
though. Yeah, it looks poops. He's having
fun with it. Anyway, Ryan, that's it for the news. I think it's time we have a chat to the players about games of the year so far for 2018. So we are officially halfway through 2018. We're in July. This is the first episode for July. First episode recording in July. We're 50% through the year. So I thought we should maybe take a look at what's come out this year and what's front running. Yeah. And then possibly what's coming out later in the year.
What can come and sweep it.
So I've only got two games that I want to put up there so far. I've played a fair bit this year, but there's only two that really, really stand out for me. So how do you want to approach this? Do you want to do ours first? Do you want to go through Metacritic? Do you want to go through the communities?
We'll go through ours first and we'll bounce at that. So currently I'm just pulling out what games I've played this year.
My list is on my other phone, so I don't have it anymore.
Oh, no.
So the top two for me this year, and I'm pretty sure 90% of other PlayStation users, is God of War, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked a lot about the game in the last couple of months. There's not really too much more to say about it, but it is just that game. You know, it comes out early in the year, ticks every single box it could possibly tick. And I just love it. I love that I don't need to go back to it either. Mm. Getting the platinum in the one playthrough, being like, I've finished this game. I can tick it and be like, that was a great experience. Same with The Last of Us, even though I didn't get the platinum, there's no other bullshit to go with. It's like, I finished the game. That was a good game. Mm. Instead of being like, do I want to try the multiplayer, or do I want to do this or that, or do I want the plat? It's just nice to tick a game off and be like, I'm done with this. And I loved it. And I'm sure you did too.
Yeah, like God of War is not just my game of the year so far. It's almost my game of the time, all the times.
Game of the generation.
Yeah, game of the generation by far. I had such an emotional connection to that game, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Like, I love that game so much.
I loved it too. But game of the generation? That's a big.
Well, what else?
That's a big one.
As it like, because like in terms of thinking of what else come in the PlayStation generation, that's like a big hitter. It's like Uncharted. Uncharted was fantastic, but God of War stomps Uncharted.
That was all right. For me, Persona 5 is a game of generation.
Yeah, Persona 5 was great,
but I'm a very
God
different.
Of War, yeah, God of War jumps ahead.
For you, it does. Yeah. For me, it doesn't. But for the year, God of War's up there, and Monster Hunter World. In terms of games that I've put time into this year, I still think I've played it more than I've played Fortnite to this point. I put in 300 plus hours.
Yeah.
And that's rare. I mean, I'm happy to go to 100 hours with a game. If I want to keep playing it to 100 hours, sweet, that's cool. But Monster Hunter just kept getting me back in, because every time I'd finish something, they'd bring out some new free content or a new monster to come and take down, new armor to make. So I'll do that one. By the time I'm finished with that, here's another new one, or here's something else. And they've had very good post-game support. They're still going now. Every time I turn on my PlayStation, it's like, there's a new event happening in Monster Hunter World. It just hasn't stopped. And I do actually want to jump back into it, because I've missed probably 3 months worth of content. So there's a lot. There is a reason for me to go back now, because there's a lot for me to do. But that game got me real good. I didn't expect it to get me that good, because when we played it at EB and PAX last year, I was like, this is cool. This is all right. I don't mind it. But I wasn't expecting it to be this 300-hour plus behemoth of a game. I remember you enjoyed it to a certain point, and then one day you turned it on and just went, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, that's pretty much where
I've seen enough.
It came down to, I'm like, yeah, I get what this game is, and I can't do the grind. Mm. I like, so don't get me wrong, grinding's fine, grinding's good, grinding's fun, but yeah, it got to a point where I just wasn't feeling it anymore.
Mm. I love the grind. Mm. I love games with a good grind.
I also gave zero shits about all those monsters I fought, so.
I love the grind when it keeps you engaged. I hate the grind where you don't even have to look at the screen anymore.
Mm.
Whereas Monster Hunter, yeah, you want to keep grinding this monster, but it will fuck you up very quickly if you're not paying attention. And I had times where I'd die because I just kind of like zoned out. God of War and Monster Hunter are my top two for the year so far. Nothing else. I've played a fair bit, and nothing else is really put up into that up into that echelon of, you know, must-haves for the year.
Let's have a look at what else I've played and finished this year. South Park was last year. Firewatch was a couple of years ago.
Why are they on your list?
Oh, because I completed them this year. The Impatient will not be in anyone's game of year list, I promise you. I think Moss might get a little sneaky up there. Moss was really good.
What?
That Moss was the VR game.
VR game, yeah.
I think if there is a VR category in places, I think it will come out very clear winner.
Well, it's top rated VR game for the year so far for PSVR.
Yeah.
So.
And you've got Detroit Become Human. I think Detroit Become Human will fit a lot of people's lists. I think the game was really quite fantastic. I enjoyed it a lot. You haven't dived in yet, have you?
I along with Alex have watched a whole playthrough of it.
Yeah.
It's alright.
Yeah, I think a lot of the fun comes from your own choices.
A lot of fun making your own choices, but the guy we were watching made pretty much the same choices I would have made anyway. So I get it. Obviously it's not the same as playing it for the first time by yourself all the way through, but
Why did you watch it instead of play it? You have it.
Well, Alex turned it on one day.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't mind the YouTuber he was watching either, so I started watching it with him.
Oh,
well, because when we're playing at home, we set up the two TVs next to each other.
Mm.
So I'd be playing Fortnite, and you know, if he's watching it, I'd kind of watch it at the same time. It's cool. It was all right. But
yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
I don't know. If it didn't get me enough to want to actually boot it up and play it for myself, then I can't put it in the Game of the Year category.
Exactly. What else we got here? Shadow of the Colossus, which was game I played earlier in the year. It's fine. I don't think it should, seeing as it's a remaster, I don't think it should be considered for a game of the year anyway.
You still can. Just because it's a remaster, you know, a lot of people would have played it for the first time.
Yeah.
And it technically released in 2018.
That is true. It technically did release
this year. See, now you're arguing semantics.
Yeah, then it's my list, so semantics away.
Mm-hmm.
Sea of Thieves. No.
Oh, yeah, I did play that too. No. Sea of Thieves, first 4 hours, abso-fucking-lutely.
It's so fun.
But after that, no, unfortunately.
We should play again.
I'm not paying for Game Pass again.
Oh, okay. All
right. I paid Game Pass. No. We got it when Alex got his Xbox for his birthday. He got 2 free weeks of Game Pass.
Yeah.
And then there was another 2 weeks for signing up for free. So I did that on the PC.
Yeah.
So we could play it together. But I'm not paying for Game Pass again.
Okay. Because, like, I know Dave really enjoys it. Like, I enjoy it. Like, I think if it was you, me, Dave, and Charlie, that's a boat right there.
No, but it's... Yeah, it'd be fun playing, but there's no goal.
Oh, no.
Just the... I don't know what's changed. A lot could have changed in the last 4 months.
There's new creatures. There's new DLC coming this month, actually.
Mm. If you've got a game on Game Pass...
Yeah.
Does the DLC get counted into that, too?
I think so.
Good question. Mm. If anyone knows, please let me know. For example, if Fallout 4 is on Game Pass, just an example, do you get all the DLC as you're paying for the Game Pass as well? I want to know. Please let me know.
It'll be the show, which is good, and it will not be Game of the Year. And Far Cry 5. And the Crew 2. The Crew 2 is trash.
So what are your top two? Now that you've got the games I've finished Circle Jerk out of the way.
No, because this is how I remember what I played, because I played a lot. It has to be God of War in Detroit, because nothing else has really jumped out at me in that time.
I would put Hollow Knight there.
Oh, yeah, Hollow Knight. Sure, hang on.
No, I really enjoy Hollow Knight, but I am stuck and I can't get past where I am, which has taken all the will to play the game out of it for me, unfortunately. But what I did play up to that point, I very much enjoyed and I would love to finish it, but I'm just stuck. I'm literally not good enough to pass where I'm at.
Yeah.
So, my hands are tight. Yeah. However, the final Shovel Knight DLC is due out pretty soon, too. That would probably be my game of the year. Overall.
All right. Well, while I pull up what the community think, once you run through what we're looking at, the top 10, top 20 games as per Metacritic.
I'll do top 10 of the year so far for PS4 as of Metacritic, starting at number 10. DJ Max Respect.
What?
I don't know what that is. I'll bring that up in a sec. Number 9 is Dark Souls Remastered. Number 8 is Dragon Ball FighterZ. Number 7 is Street Fighter 5 Arcade Edition. Number 6 is Injustice 2 Legendary Edition. Number 5 is Owlboy. Number 4 is Monster Hunter World. Number 3 is Celeste. Number 2 is Shadow of the Colossus. Number 1, of course, is God of War. Jesus, got the hiccups. God of War. DJ Max Respect. That's an interesting one.
Alrighty. So, yeah, there are a couple of remakes and remasters in there. So
Moss is number 11.
Yeah.
Nino Kuni 2, number 12.
Oh, yeah.
Assassin's Creed Origins, The Curse of the Pharaohs. I'm guessing that's DLC. Yakuza 6, The Song of Life is number 14. And then a whole bunch of other stuff that I've never heard of before. The Moon Crash DLC for Prey has been very well received.
Cool.
Street Fighter, Iconoclast, Laser League, Sprint Vector, and then MLB The Show.
Excellent.
So... Well. I had in my mind up to this point that this year has been very big so far. It kind of hasn't.
It's had a lot of real big ones,
mm.
and then a bunch of others.
Yeah, but I know you reached out to the community.
I did. So going down in order, so we got Joel Gralton, from Anna Game jumped in and he says probably God of War.
Let me guess, 80% of it is God of War.
Oh, without a doubt. Jesse Stevenson, our lovely community manager, jumps in and says, Game of the Year, I think, will be God of War, but I can see Detroit Becoming Human being up there. The only titles that I can see that may change my mind, which we'll get to in a minute, are Spider-Man, Red Dead 2, I was going to say Tomb Raider, but realistically, it has no chance. Go to VG247. Yeah, that's probably the best one. Sean Levitt says God of War because it's the best game of the year so far. Tongue face. Well, that's why we asked.
Just fucking blunt. Just there it is. Can't argue with it either.
Paul James from Player2.net jumps in and he says God of War, but cannot be forgotten, is Monster Hunter.
Thanks, Paul. We should jump in sometime. I want to get back into it. If you want to, let me know, please.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Josh Rosenfeld says God of War because Kratos. Zach, coming in and breaking the mold, says CNP. I'm not sure what CNP is. I know it's only 2 out of the 5 episodes in, but I'm going to say The Council has been my favourite game of the year so far.
VG247 and Adblocker, I swear to God.
And of course, Buddy Watson from 8-Bit and Dash Culture jumps in. He gives his top 5, actually. His top 5 are Celeste, God of War, Detroit, A Way Out, and Reverie.
Oh, do you play it away, yeah?
I did a play away out. Didn't I didn't finish it. Because Paul and I were doing it as a team.
Oh, that's right.
Duo. We didn't actually finish it in the stream.
Right. As for games that can, that could fall into Game of the Year.
Okay.
I do think Octopath can for me.
I think Octopath possibly does have potential.
It has potential. Let's go to August and September. So there is Spider-Man, of course. What else have we got coming?
All right, let's have a quick look down this list and let's see what jumps out. We Happy Few, I don't think we'll have a list. I think World of Warcraft expansion will get you hard, but I don't think it'll be a game of the year potentially.
I never will be.
I think We Happy Few has potential to be kind of bleh.
There is a Monster Hunter coming to Switch, that's cool.
Oh, that's right, to Monster Hunter, yeah. It's not dumb Monster, it's not Monster World, but it is
Monster Hunter Generations.
Yeah. So Dragon Quest XI won't be anything to...
This will be interesting to see what happens. The Destiny 2 Forsaken DLC feels like this is a point where it really comes down that Bungie must get their shit together, because this can be a really big turning point for Destiny 2 at this point.
Marvel Spider-Man, I think, will be a force to be reckoned with. I don't think... Once I play it, I might change my mind, but if that game is like mechanically strong...
Mm.
I think where I'll get a lot of joy out of it.
I think it will be.
Because Spider-Man itself is a character I only care very slightly about.
I saw a Fortnite screenshot. There was a guy running, his name's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he killed someone who was called Uncle Ben. He put the screenshot on Reddit. He's like, I've done this. Anyway.
So I think Spider-Man has a potential there. Mm-hmm. If it's a quality story.
Code Vein has a chance for me.
Yeah. Cool as... Matching what Jess said, Shadow of the Tomb Raider has almost no chance. It's buried between a bunch of good games.
Is that... So, in terms of the Tomb Raider reboot...
Yep.
Is that the second or third?
Third.
Fuck.
So, we had Tomb Raider, then we had Rise of the Tomb Raider, which is that one-year Xbox exclusive.
Yep.
And then they learned from that mistake and put on everything. Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Life is Strange 2 will be on a lot of people's.
A lot of people love Life is Strange. I think that has potential. I didn't enjoy it.
I fucking hated it. Yeah. I think the first season was free on PS Plus at some point. I tried it out. I hated it. I just really did not like that game. And I love those kind of games. Mm. I play them quite regularly, but I just couldn't get into it. And I think Dave loves it, actually.
Dave enjoyed it, I believe. Spyro? Won't be. I don't think that'll be a game of the year, but it's certainly something that'll get good love.
It can't be, because it's technically not new.
That's true. Yep.
Let's move down to
the Novembers.
Oh, November. It's... Wait, what
That's
is
October.
That?
October and
says
November?
Says quarter 3 and fall 22. Oh, okay. So the rest of the year. Let's go down.
All right, let's run down that list. Dark Souls Remaster coming to Switch. Mega Man 11, Forza Horizon. Yeah, Super Mario Party in October would be pretty cool.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
It may have potential, but I think depending on how different it is from Origin, I think that will be the big difference.
I think I like the setting a bit more.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I said,
love me some Spartans.
We'll see if we can get a code, but I'm not super stoked on it. Call of Duty Black Ops 4. It'll do all right as always. Will it get into the Game of Year chats? Not without a campaign,
unless the Battle Royale is fucking insane.
Yeah, unless the Battle Royale is dope, which it may be.
I do want to try it. I do want to try it.
Oh, dude, I'm super keen to give it a go. Like, I am super keen to give it a go.
As we said before, you know, PUBG, but with Activision COD polish, could be very, very good.
It could be very good indeed.
Battlefield 5 also.
Battlefield 5 could be big. There's not a lot known about it really right now, so I think that could come out and blow us all away. I think Red Dead Redemption 2 will literally be the. I think it may be a lot of people's
overall
killer. Yeah, I think that will. I think that could trump a lot of people's God of War.
Could do.
Fallout 76 may come out and blow everyone away.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a Game of the Year thing though. I think it'll be fun to play with friends. But I don't think it'll get into Game of the Year contention.
I think Super Smash Brothers will actively be a
contender.
A contender.
Yeah, I'm keen for that.
For, you know, anyone that likes Nintendo stuff.
What else we got? Blah 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 blah. Tetris Effect.
Oh, that's the PSVR one.
Yeah. Let me keep going down.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. Then everything else. All coming later, late in 2019 and whatnot.
You reckon?
Oh no, these are things that are all, apparently coming out this year. But
everything
no
else
dates
that hasn't been
them.
Confirmed with the window.
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night will get a lot of love. I certainly don't think it will be a big time winner.
It's not your type of game, though.
No. As in, like, and just historically, I don't see it being a Game of the Year contender.
I think it very much can be.
I think
it very much will be.
Okay.
Yeah. It's basically being hailed as the second coming of Jesus.
Like, yeah, that, and remember when they did that with No Man's Sky?
Yeah, but the difference is that the developers have delivered on everything. They are keeping in touch with all the Kickstarter people. Mm. Like, they're doing everything right. There was even a demo out for the Kickstarters already to play. So, yeah, it very much could actually deliver on what's been promised.
Why is Ghost of Tsushima on this list? That's not coming out this year, you fucking morons. Dreams. What the hell's going on with Dreams?
It's not coming out. Da 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 da.
I think we're kind of hitting on the end here.
Bottom
I think.
Of the barrel here.
Yeah, we're really just getting those.
Oh, that
those
GTFO
sweet
game looked cool.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Remember
right.
that? Was that? It's like the four players like going into like the down into subways. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
That was interesting.
That's PC only at the moment, so that can get fucked.
Darksiders 3, which who knows when that's coming. Look, everything else is pretty much stop. These are all vague shit. So like
essentially Spider-Man and Red Dead.
I think Red Dead is going to be the one that'll really fuck everyone's
list. We're talking about for us though.
Oh, for us?
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot to topple God of War because I was so emotionally connected to God of War. Mm. I don't know how that will change, but I think Red Dead could do that. I think
Red Dead will be in there for you.
Mm. It will certainly be in my top 3, my top 5, easy.
Yeah. I'm hoping Octopath is very good. I'm hoping that it is. Because I'd hate to have to give Game of the Year to Fortnite just for hours played. I don't want to do that. It's kind of heading that way.
But isn't that technically in beta? Didn't we have the same rule against PUBG last year?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a sec.
Okay.
How can Fortnite still be classed as beta early access?
It's not our decision.
I mean, at what point do they deem it, okay, this is version 1.0. Like, the 300 million it made in 1 month in May, you know, there's always new skins coming out. They're doing they're doing everything like it's a live game.
Yeah, they're acting like it's a launch game.
It's a launch game, but why the hesitation just to tick off that early access? Is it in case they fuck something up and they go, well, it's early access? Is it?
Yeah,
it's
it allows,
crux.
I think
it's
it allows
a crux
them,
to
yeah.
fall back on.
It allows
yeah?
them to go in there and fuck with it constantly.
But you can't leave it in that. You can't leave it in early access forever because it's not early access anymore. Battle Royale's been out for almost a year now. And, you know, we know what stating is the most played game almost ever at this point. Mm. And the amount of money it's making, they're doing the tournaments, they're doing the cool market. Like, they're treating it like it's a live game because it is a live game. I don't understand the hesitation on wanting just to untick that box. Mm. Every time I boot it up, you know, early access in the corner, I'm like, it's not early access anymore. You can't put it in that category. I don't believe you can anyway. What do you think?
I'm in the same boat. I think it's very much surpassed early access.
Yeah, where's the line?
The way they're treated, like, an early access is a game in development. You don't a game in development doesn't have these, that level of marketing. It doesn't have these seasons of content.
All they're doing now for Battle Royale,
they could be breaking the mold too.
It's done. Battle Royale is done because the foundation is crisp.
But is it Save the World that's still beta then?
I think so. Because they said last year, they said you can buy into Save the World now, but next year will be free. I think we talked about that
a fair
while ago now. Because I was interested in it, but I didn't want to buy it because it was coming free this year.
Yeah.
I think Save the World is actually holding them back, really. Because the Switch has Battle Royale alone without Save the World, and it still has beta and early access in the corner. I don't know. That's just a tangent, but I just don't understand why that label is still there for that particular game. I don't believe it should be.
Yeah.
But your point of it being tied to Save the World is possible, but they're separate. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
You know what I'm saying.
Let us know what you think. What do you think your game of the year is? If you didn't let us know in that PopSeek community group, but you can join by heading to facebook.com/groups/popculturist. I did put it out on Twitter as well.
Oh, Twitter. Look at you go.
I don't use Twitter often enough. Nothing fucking happened.
You were just raging about Twitter.
Yeah.
Like last week, you're like, I fucking hate Twitter. Because people are whinging about crossplay. You're like, I hate it.
That's only because I have friends on Twitter that I don't have on Facebook. I'm like, I want to know what you have to say. So...
Right. Well, now normally we'd go to the drop.
Sorry, I just realized I like that you're getting the, because on my computer I'm logged in as the Popsy account for YouTube and shit.
Mm.
So you're getting all my cookies.
Am I?
Like I've been looking at keyboards, and if you go up to the top, the ZQ Racing chairs. Because you're currently logged in as...
That explains so much! Because I use this thing once a week.
Yeah.
For this.
Yeah.
And every time I boot it up, it's always ads for shit that I'm like... Have you been looking at an Africa Interdisciplinary Health Conference?
That one, I can't explain.
That one... Yeah, that was a weird night, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like you said, all these cookies for just... I figured it knows I'm a gamer. But... Yeah, okay, thanks for pointing that out. Time to log out.
Sorry, can I just look at it at eBay? I'm like...
Because every single time I boot it up and go to Gmail, it automatically goes to PopC, even though I last logged in as myself.
Yeah.
Curious.
There you go. But anyways, if you want to let us know what your game of the year is so far, drop them in the comments below, as I said, or the community group. There was something else I wanted to say as well, but now you forgot what it was.
What's it?
Something about Fortnite. Oh, yeah, what's your stance on Fortnite in terms of... Pardon me. It's early access and this...
Should it be? Should it not be? I believe it should not
be. Could it be a contender for Game of the Year?
Technically released last year.
Boom.
I mean, it did.
Yeah, true.
But then, no. Because PUBG was early access in March and then it had 1.0 in December.
Mm.
It was technically Game of the Year.
Yes, but its 1.0 came after the Game of the Year. After the
cutoff, right?
Yeah.
But it still won awards, being in early access.
Mm.
But Fortnite, neither of that's happening this year.
Curious to see.
It doesn't. What does it need? What does it need that accolade for anyway?
Yeah, it doesn't.
It need doesn't it. Even doesn't like. Need it. It knows what it is.
I know what we are. Before the players.
I just need to do the end spiel.
That's what I'm saying. I was trying to get you to and like end.
Why don't you just tell me to do the end spiel?
Come on, have fun with it.
That PlayStation conversation happened on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes and the other podcast services. If you'd like to be a part of future conversations, please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord, comment below. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thepopculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers. Might be something there that interests you all.
If you want to show the love of Popculturist on your body, head to thepopculturist.com/shop. Link is in the description. We can buy shirts like this and not like that. And other merchandisey things with our logos on it. And of course, as I said, we are at Twitch at twitch.tv/thepopculturists over there doing all the things. But until next week, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Hornets.
And that was for the players.
That enthusiasm really came out of nowhere.
That's what I'm saying. I tricked you all with some sweet monotones. Like, bam! Everyone's like, fucking ears get blown out.
Bam! For the players! Bam!